It's time for another fun fact, and this week, Jeremy, we are headed to Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah. You know that place over in California where they have the Disney stuff?
Less things about this. Well, although, I say that, and I say, oh, every time you say, like, Magic Kingdom or Epcot, like, oh, I know about that, but I never know anything about anything, so let's do it.
But, hey, sometimes you do know about things, and you surprise yourself, so... let's hope this is going to be one of those times. So, Jeremy, at Disneyland, there are some attractions that exist there that don't exist elsewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of those attractions is the Matterhorn.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of the Matterhorn, right?
I have heard of it, never been on it.
Okay. What is different about the air at the Matterhorn?
Is it canned air like in Spaceballs, so it's super pure?
Yes, yes. It is the purest of pure airs. But, you know, only in the middle third of the... No, it has nothing to do with being canned air. Well, no. Yeah, no. Just no.
What's different about the air in the Matterhorn?
What's different about the air at the Matterhorn?
At the Matterhorn. Is the differentiation between in and at important?
Yeah, you could use the word in as well.
Are they in the same vein as what they used to, the smells they used to pump out in Main Street?
No, I am not doing a smellitizer fun fact. No. This is not a smellitizer fun fact.
Hmm. Well, I mean,
In fact, you know what? I'll even tell you that in might be the more accurate thing to say here.
I can't imagine they're doing any kind of like purification or anything. And if they're not making it smell different, what else can you do to air?
There's something you can do. Let's go with in. Let's definitely go with in.
Okay.
So what is different about the air in the Matterhorn?
Is it denser or less dense? Is the density different?
It could. Yes, the density could definitely be different. Man, you're asking me to pull out some like school stuff, and I don't think about air densities that often, but yes, as a result of the difference, the density I think would likely be different. Yeah, I think so.
Are they humidifying the air?
No, it has nothing to do with humidifying the air,
or dehumidifying the air.
They are likely dehumidifying the air for the change they are making.
Is the air colored in some way? I feel like we're trying to figure it out here.
I'm not aware of any coloring happening to the air.
It's so okay. So it's not, it doesn't look different. Let's go through the senses. Is it being cooled? Is it cold air? Is it air conditioned air?
No, it has nothing to do with air conditioning.
Okay, so let's go through the senses here. Doesn't feel different. Doesn't look different. Doesn't smell different. So does it taste different?
Are they flavoring the air? No, they're not flavoring the air. Still not a smellitizer fun fact.
Does it sound different?
Does the air contain a ghost,
maybe?
No, none of those things.
The air moving? I don't know what the heck you can do with air.
No, this air is not moving. It's moving in the time but in regular use, no, it probably isn't moving.
I have gone through
you've gone through all
of
your
the
senses?
Ways of perception and that I know of. Unless this is some Haley Joel Osment stuff where I'm gonna like need a special. Is there dead people there?
There could be. That's not specified by this particular fun fact. So, are we just going to go ahead and let's talk about what's different about the air at the in the Matterhorn?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, the Matterhorn is an attraction, right, where a bobsled rides along a steel tubular track.
Correct.
Right? That steel tubular track can develop cracks or things like that over time, right?
I would assume it can rust.
Yeah, yeah. All, you know, all sorts of things. And if that happens, you need to be aware of it. And so in an effort to create a better way to be aware of those sorts of issues, Disney pressurized the track on the Matterhorn. So the air inside of those steel tubes is pressurized.
Really?
And so if there is a pressure drop, that would indicate that that piece of tube has, you know, cracked, or, you know, there's been some sort of failure to that portion of the track.
So it's literally inside the Matterhorn.
It's literally inside the Matterhorn. That's why I said I would give you in, and, you know, my limited knowledge, like, I would assume pressurized air is denser. That's why I said I couldn't guarantee that. And dehumidified, because I'm, you know, I know from, like, air tanks, when they pressurize them inside the air tank, a lot of times they'll dehumidify the air before it's pressurized into a tank. So that's where all of that was coming from. But yes, the fun fact is pressurized air in the tracks.
I was thinking inside the Matterhorn. I wasn't thinking like what Dennis Quaid, Martin Short, Inner Space inside.
you weren't thinking inside enough. Next time I'll tell you, think more inside, Jeremy.
Think more Magic School Bus. That's inside.
There you go. Yes. I don't think it's Magic. Everything it feels like is a Disney property at this point, but I don't think Magic School Bus is a Disney property at this point, so we can't use that. I don't understand that reference, Jeremy. If it's not a Disney reference, I just don't get it. Oh, man. Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know on Twitter. We are at MTM Podcast, or on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.